meeting, Little Pine City Council, to order at 6:01. And we will establish a quorum.
Ken Mullinax, Mayor.
Here.
Stu Martinez, Counselor.
Greg Jones, Counselor.
Bob Steffens, Budget Member.
Tammy Doty, Budget Member.
Ron Alonso, Budget Member.
Rick Allen, City Manager.
Frank Schultz, Budget Committee.
Kitty Shields, Budget Member.
Kathy Agin, Counselor.
Karen Ward, Counselor.
Right, we have a quorum. Kathy, would you like to lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Next agenda item is presentations on community funding. Could we get an idea of how many different groups are here?
One group or third?
Okay, one, two, three.
Just we don't care about how many people.
Each individual group.
Yeah, I'm representing two, so.
So you have two requests.
Two requests.
Thanks. So this is the third.
We have one.
And we have one. That's the third.
And we're one.
And you're one. So we have four requests.
Yep, there's one here.
And one down here. I'm sorry. Didn't expect that.
So, I know you do. I do.
We'd like for you to keep the presentation as brief and to the point as possible so that we can fit everyone in and do everything else that we need to do. Try to keep it for 5 minutes or less. If you can.
And then the questions.
And yeah, because
oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, there'll be questions council will discuss later. Anyone have a burning desire to go first? Okay.
She has a burning desire.
Yeah, that's good. Then where do you want me to stand where people can see? Right here is okay, or in the
is
doorway?
Comfortable
or,
with that?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now we sent you guys, we gave you already our budget. You have it with you. We brought it over yesterday.
Our request.
Request. Your form. The request form. Right. Okay. Patty's going to hand it out. And this I'm going to give to our city manager. This has some of the stuff, and then we'll be just addressing that briefly. And what it is when nature calls, this is our motto this year. We are with the Ford Family Foundation, Cohort 4. Okay? And we are working on our project, which will be announced May the 10th. We're actually announcing it that day. And our final outcome statement that Cohort 4 did for our project this year is the addition of the rest area at Frontier Heritage Park will create a fully functional hub for the community, reflect the Pine's pride and vitality, and increase events and tourism. And this is the public outdoor restroom. And it'll be final. And that's what we're asking funds for tonight. That's our project for this year. It's like the kingpin of the Frontier Heritage Park, having that restroom in there with playground equipment and events and all the things that happen. I filed, I presented also the city manager with a copy of our internal revenue statement, nonprofit 501c3. And Bob Schultz had written a letter giving me permission to apply for grants. And this is not a grant, but I have a copy of the letter in there stating that yes, I have the authority to do that. That would be required with grants. And I added a letter from the Pine Parks and Recreation Foundation. Not the department, the foundation of support for the project that we're doing. And so you have that in your packet also. And that's kind of what we're doing in essence. We're excited. We're getting bids now. Don't have figures to tell you what it's going to cost at this point. Expect that later this week even, actually.
Our budget is $27,000, so that's why we really need your help. Mm-hmm. And we're requesting funds from you guys because it is the last thing to do out there, and it's a community project for our community. Mm-hmm. So we just can't stress enough how much we need you. We love you to be at our event. I think most of you got your invitations, and we'd love to have your support and donation to this project.
And I want to say it isn't just for the Pine. We have, is it 90,000 cars that they said that come down our road? Do you know there is no public restroom this way from Summer Lake, this way from north of Klamath, this way from Oak Ridge. People are going to be glad to see a community restroom park where they can stop and do a potty break.
Who's maintaining the restroom?
The Parks and Recreation.
Given to them.
And I have a letter today, just today, Bob gave me a letter saying that their maintenance crew would clean it each morning. And when it's open. Now, we plan on having this closed at night so we don't have vandalism and, you know, hanging out and stuff like that. We have, you know, security measures that will be in place.
But it'll belong to Park and Rec.
Yeah. And it's right.
Okay. Did you have anything else?
Oh,
that's
it. Any questions?
Okay.
Wow. Good job, Judy.
You do have their 990s or something.
I don't have any problem. Well, there was something on it. We'll make sure it's all legal if we give it. And if anything else, you can give it to the foundation, the Parks Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they can write the
bill. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I thought you said you had provided financials.
In that paper going around, it might be.
One that's going around.
Oh.
Of how we plan on getting.
Okay.
Oh, this is not my copy?
No.
When would your start date be?
As soon as we get some funds. I mean, they're already doing a materials list right now. And we're still waiting for a couple more bids. And we do have, are getting our materials list up and going, so.
And we're choosing our builder. It kind of depends on the timelines with the builder for when we can get construction.
Oh, of course.
We're doing the prep stuff now, getting it ready. And
but it should be done by next summer.
Yeah.
Hopefully sooner.
Yeah.
Okay. Committee members, any other questions? All right.
Thank you. Oh yeah, but where in the park would it be located?
There's no.
Oh, is it in there?
It's kind of the same spot that it was before, but if you didn't know,
well, kind of in the middle.
Location, okay. Of where it's going.
On the south end of the Treasure Heritage Park, which will be convenient for the skate park that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on that road, there's a dirt road that goes down through the middle, and it'll be backed up to that.
Okay. Thank you. Anne, would you like to go next?
Well, I'm here for two people, two requests. The first one being the Lapine Chamber of Commerce, which the city, of course, has funded through their TRT acquisition. As I couldn't think of the word for it. You get the TRT funds, of course, through the lodging tax, and then you pass that. Pass 70% of that on to us. You have traditionally passed that on to us to handle advertising and managing the visitor center and grants for organizations that are having events and that sort of thing, all based around bringing folks, good folks, to our town for events and for to enjoy our natural resources and that sort of thing. And we are in the same process you are, doing our budget, and in our budget we have planned for the same amount that we've been receiving this last year, which is around $4,300 a month, total of $51,600. And you've been receiving quarterly reports. You just received one, actually, with regard to the TRT funds and how they're being spent. We're very proud that we finally got a handle on how we should be spending these funds and how we can save up and have them have a block of money to spend when the time comes, when the people come to us asking for money, and when we spend the advertising, which is of course mostly in the summer months because of Frontier Days and Rodeo, the biggest events that we have coming. But we've got a lot of other events that are getting bigger all the time. The Rhubarb Festival is one. The Hilux Car Club Show and Shine is another, and the Newberry Event Music and Arts Festival that's being put on as an MS fundraiser by Diamond Stone. This is its second year, and all of these events have gained traction and are bringing more and more people to our community. So we're going to have to be even more careful with how we spend our money and advertise the community. We also both the Lapine Chamber Visitor Center and Frontier Days, who I'll be talking about in just a minute, are sort of focused on 2016. That's our target date for being on the new land with the Frontier Days. That also happens to be the date for the 25th anniversary for the Newberry National Volcanic Monument. And we are partnering with the Deschutes Forest Service and the monument people to make it a huge event. And so we're looking not only to this coming year, but the next year, the 2015-2016 budget, to really make that a huge celebration and bring people to the community. So that's more or less the chamber side. Any questions with regard to that? And I'd be happy to provide our budget when we get it completed. Like I said, we're going through the same process as you guys are going through right now. Yep. Yeah.
Is this a special piece, or is this just the regular 52,000?
Just the regular. Okay. No. Yeah. I didn't have a sense that I was going to ask for any extra. I have to say, just coming out of the Oregon Governor's Conference on Tourism that ended yesterday, it was a phenomenal event for us. We actually had a booth space, which thank you to the city for paying for that. We get a great rate because we are a destination marketing organization. And it was well worth every penny. We made huge connections with tour operators and other people in the region that are tourism-based folks. A lot of other chambers and visitor centers, of course, were there as well, and we could do a lot of one-on-one connecting with those people, a lot more than you could do just in a networking setting. So it's in Eugene next year, and I see no reason why we shouldn't do it again next year with the whole 25th anniversary of the monument in mind, as well as our marketing campaign for them. So I may be coming to you again. It was $350 for the booth space. That's pretty inexpensive in terms of those kinds of conferences and the people that you meet. And so we would most likely come to you again for that this year, over and above. I mean, we would probably make it work, but it was nice that we didn't have to.
Committee, any additional questions?
Did you say they were relocating Frontier Days to a different location?
The Frontier Days and the Lapine Rodeo will both be on the new land down here on 6th Street. That's been the original plan all along. Mm. We'll both be together on that land. And in the initial meeting with Park and Rec and the county and city and everybody else we could think of, we came up with that June 30th, 2016 is the 25th anniversary of the dedication day for the monument, and that also happens to be the day we could roll right into that Frontier Day celebration for that weekend and just make it a great huge celebration.
It's not a question, I just wanted to say thank you for the accountability that we haven't had in the past, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. You know, that's the only way I know how to keep track of what I'm doing, too. So, so as far as on the Frontier Day side, keeping in mind that focus, you have other questions? Sorry.
Let's just make sure if we have any other questions on the chamber part of it. Stu?
Are you anticipating any funding from the Forest Service to help with the...
No. Our partnership is going to consist of utilizing their website. They're going to make it a big presence on their website. They want to make a big deal. They're actually starting their end of it in 2015, which is the 25th anniversary of the year the legislation was signed. So they will be starting approximately August, September of 2015. We also have the Lapine Off Pole Dodger Snowmobile Club involved because Peggy Speaker was huge in getting the monument done in the first place. They're going to target some winter events for that year. So it's really going to be almost a year-long event when it's all said and done.
All right. So,
okay.
Your next presentation.
So, all right. So Frontier Days, there again. The focus is that target date of 2016. and being on the new land. And Frontier Days comes to this whole aspect of asking for money maybe from a different angle. We've always felt that we should have something concrete we're asking for. A few years ago we came to the city council and asked for money to help renting a tent because we didn't have the use of the park building that year and we needed a big tent to house those things that we have inside the building. So it was difficult for me. I could, you know, have a list this long of the things that Frontier Days would like to ask money for. So what I'm going to do is I think what if there was an extra $2,500 in the budget this coming year for some different things. We'd like to do ourselves, Frontier Days would like to do some more target advertising in the Klamath Falls area and Southern Oregon area. We met a lot of folks, again, this weekend at the tourism conference. Travel Medford and some folks down there that love coming this way, and of course they send people to Crater Lake. That's their job. And once people get to Crater Lake, then you know, where do they go? And we try to, you know, pull them up this way and get them to Oregon's other crater. So we would like to do more advertising in that area, target advertising. That the Chamber's doing is also increasing their advertising, but Frontier Days would like to do a little more. And then just on a needed thing, our old red and white tent, our 20 by 40 tent that Ken will remember, we drove to Arizona in our truck and trailer to get. It was actually given to us, so we had just the cost of the fuel to go get it. That was probably, what, 10, 12 years ago now? Probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah. And it was old when we got it. It had been in the Arizona sun for many years, and it's even older now, and it's been in our sun for all these years. And a new top for that would be about $1,500, so just the top. We don't need the rails and fittings and that. So that's where that money would go. Okay. Any questions?
No, I just had a suggestion to when I attend the small cities meetings, the League of Oregon Cities, small communities. Maupin has always put out a nice poster and handed to each small city in our district for their River Fest. If we could next year, if we could get it out to them in the spring meeting, it's usually, I think it was February this year. February.
Sure.
If you have one, then I could take enough to hand out to all the cities, and then they post it in each individual city, and they get a lot of response from there.
Probably what we would do is rely on the Chamber to maybe give you a nice poster that would include a lot of the Rhubarb Festival and
right.
the music, you know, a list of those events that we know are going to happen.
Because there's been good cooperation with all the cities to post it in their city hall. You know.
Well, I have to say the overriding feeling coming out of this conference this weekend was that every city, every community in the state is working to keep the people. When they come to Oregon, we want to keep them here, even if they don't stay in Lapine. They're going to go some other city in Oregon. They're going to talk about how wonderful Oregonians are, and by keeping them in the state and spending their money, it's going to help all of us down the road. So that's it. Everybody's a real sense of collaboration and cooperation. It was really, really wonderful.
Any other questions, comments?
Do you have any, at least for myself, type of a budget for Frontier Days?
We know how much we get and we know how much we spend. It's an interesting organization in that we only spend what we get. So, for instance, I'm very proud that we spend $5,000 on our fireworks every year. We've spent $5,000 for many years. That's our only budget, and we've really brokered with the company that does that, Western Display Fireworks. They do a fabulous, fabulous job, because you may have heard we have one of the most, you know, the best fireworks displays in the region, and we spend probably, we don't spend as much as anybody else. So I would not call Western Display Fireworks and say, yes, send us $15,000 worth of fireworks, unless I knew I had $15,000 in my hand. That's just the way we do it. So if, you know, if we have, we've been saving our money, because we know, we knew this land was coming. And financially, we're in pretty good shape. We have a fair amount of money in the bank because we anticipate we're going to have to pay our share in the development of the land. Initially, we were going to have to come up with some money for surveying and things like that. Some of that has been taken care of. But we want to pay our fair share and you know, do our part to develop that because we feel so strongly about it. So.
Good. Okay. Ken?
And I think that just from what I know and what I've heard is that there's a need that that organizations use budgets just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that the city and the budget committee gets to see some kind of Lapine Frontier Days budget. This was the one from last year. And this is how we do our money, and I think that's a document that
okay.
Don't we have that tied to our request form, or we used to or something? But anyway, I know that there's conversations around having a document that shows where, partially where the money's going to go. And then
we have anticipations.
Okay.
You know, the event is funded on sponsorships and our what we get in advertising and all of that. So that's a target certainly.
Absolutely.
But yeah. That we have
the
that.
Same
I'd
thing.
Be happy to provide.
You file a tax.
Is Frontier
yes. Oh, yeah.
Is Frontier Days a corporation?
They're a 501c4.
Well, we've
so
gotta
we
have
we pay,
the
tax yeah.
We gotta
pay
have
taxes.
Profit
we
loss
do, yeah.
statements.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, that was all I
had.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Karen?
Karen. I must have missed the part where you told me how much.
$2,500.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And,
thank
and
you.
What, can I have one more question? And $1,500 of it was for the tent cover.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, I'm from Tom Warren, from, president of the Alex Car Club. We don't really have a budget, but you know our primary fund for the year is the Show and Shine at the end of July. No, at the end of June, I'm sorry. And it, we would like to enhance that by making it bigger and better. And to do that, we need additional parking for the senior center, and we would fork the bill on that, and we'd like to have some large flags, I don't know the name of them, they're 14 feet high, but kind of help decorate the city. It's just right before Frontier Days, and in fact, I'd like to work with Frontier Days next year and see if we can't be a part of it all one big party. But we estimate that will run us about $1,500 over and beyond what we really have. We the Show and Shine right now costs us about $5,000 a year, but we get most of that back between sponsors, trophy sponsors we call it, or major sponsors, and each car has a $25 registration fee. So we make money from that, but we give most of that all back to the community from different programs that comes in. Presents their case to us. So. That's about all I have for you.
That's good. Ken, you look like you're ready to ask something.
No, I was just, it's a very simple request.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Do you, anybody want this? Or?
He was handed back to him and told me just bring it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like this.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll
make copies.
Anyone? Questions? Comments? You need to know anything more about this organization or your request?
I just wanted. So the $1,500 was it for the parking and flags?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Where are they going to put the park? The senior center is not very desirable to put fancy cars on, so
yeah,
we wanted to clean that up, fill it in.
It's where the gravel's at right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that is a space that is currently being used for parking, or?
It's used by the senior center for parking. Mm-hmm. We've never used it for the car show. Mm-hmm. But if we get any bigger, and we are, and we hope to do that next year, we have some different ideas we're going to throw out. That we're hoping it'll be a bigger show.
Okay. Will it cost more than $1,500 to do that? Or is this just?
That's a wild estimate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It seemed like it would.
Yeah, it does seem like it would.
We're just going to do it in fine gravel. So.
Oh, okay.
Cut the dust.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Stu, would you like to?
This was kind of unexpected. I'm representing the, take this hat off, put that hat on. The Dream to Skate organization that's being overseen by the Park and Rec District. And the city has been collaborating with them on this project to build a skate park. And the kids have been raising funds themselves, various items. The biggest one so far is the pancake breakfast that they've held. To date, they have raised just a little over $4,000. So you know they're pretty serious about it. We only have a group of about 12 kids doing this. So the request that they're applying for is $2,500, which will help establish a temporary park, which is, if everyone remembers, where the Triangle Park is. Over there, the horseshoe pits, over there by Heritage Park. The goal is Park and Rec also has property over by the high school of 5 acres, which will be developed when they get their feet established, and that's going to take a lot of time. But the kids have been working on this so hard that they, I think they're worthy of it. Every day you get a group of kids that come together and can stay focused and endure. They've been here to the city council and gave a report and invited everybody to the breakfast. They've given reports every 2 weeks to the Park and Rec District. So that is a 501c. Everything's run through the Park Foundation. And
so we would make a contribution to them on behalf of Dream to Skate.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So,
how often do they make their reports, Stu? Every month or every couple of months?
To the Park and Rec.
Yeah.
We're meeting just about every week, but they report every other week.
Okay.
We didn't meet yesterday. Sharon Walling had to leave unexpectedly. We're out of town. But,
okay. Thank you.
Something else I forgot.
It might come up as we ask questions. Any other questions?
It said that this is for a temporary, where they're doing permanent. Where would the permanent?
The permanent is going on 5 acres down by the high school.
Okay, that empty?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how long do they anticipate till they would be there? How long would the temporary?
I think it's going to take, and I think Rick also thinks that's going to take quite a while.
Oh, okay.
So this temporary is probably 2, 3, 4 years.
Okay.
Vic Russell is donating the asphalt for this. Mm-hmm. When it is finally approved by the city, because we have to go through the city to get the
site
plans finalized.
Which they submitted today to Deborah. Yeah. Her and I talked about it today.
Okay. The permanent one is going to be probably $100,000 or more, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's going to be.
So it's going to be a while.
Because their goal, the dream is, it was the land, the 5 acres was donated by Jim Young, and his one main request in order to do that was to put soccer fields in. So So it'll have soccer fields, it'll have baseball fields, and it'll have a skate park. So, you know, that's a pretty ambitious goal. And I'll probably be watching soccer games in a wheelchair by the time.
So this is a little more permanent than temporary, probably.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I'd like to say I'm impressed with the amount of money they've raised so far for such a brand new organization and everything. I mean, that shows, I think, a real commitment to
and
moving forward in this.
Committed this summer. They have a distance run that's going to take place during the Rhubarb Festival. They're going to have dunk tank at the Frontier Days. So, you know, they're not just giving up on it. They're doing a lot better than I am.
Can you hire them for manual labor?
And Stu, the band of brothers this morning talked about this and are on board to make contributions. And who else? Oh, the Dutch Oven Society is going to, when they get the farmer's market going in the park, they're going to put on a feed, you know, a Dutch Oven gathering, mm-hmm. and the money, all that money goes to Dreamscape.
Is there a thought what might be done with this in 5 years with the property?
Well, there's been talk with the Park and Rec District. Eventually, since it's asphalt, that section could be turned into their parking lot. You know, because it butts right up against Heritage Park and probably the restrooms that will be going in.
So. Did you have any questions?
No.
Anyone else?
None of this is in the proposed budget, correct?
Yeah, well, yes, it's in that tourism. If you go to the tourism budget, again, that's where this all is. We have $15,000 total. What you guys need to do is debate what kind of numbers you want. As I was telling someone earlier, they were confused between the regulated and unrestricted. I can figure all of that out. And when I look at what's been proposed, all of it fits. I can make it all work within the laws.
Yeah,
so you don't, unless you really want to get into that mental exercise, I would almost set that aside unless you just are bored.
Some of these are already lying.
Right, so, but it's all in there. It's $15, the $1,000 to the rodeo, which means if they want $2,500, you have $15 more.
Yep.
But added together, there's $15. We have $13,500 requests if you funded everyone to what they requested. I think that's more than you want to give all now. You probably want to get that down toward $10,000, I think, so you've got $5,000 throughout the year, because the $200 to $300, the $1 to $500 ones come along. It's the school group for FBLA, it's the football team, it's somebody comes in and says, I go into the conference just last week.
Yeah.
That was $200 or $300. So I think you don't want to give it all away now. You'll be kicking yourself a year from now. So I would use that. Now, if you get down to $10,500, that's close. I'm just saying, I think you target maybe about 10-ish, which means you got about $3,500 to cut, $3,500 to $4,000, whatever you feel comfortable. Of course, you can cut it all or you could spend it all. What I'm just saying is you're going to box yourself a little tighter than you're going to like the rest of the year if you fund them all at these levels. And so it's really, this is a chance for the budget committee to debate. And if you have a follow-up question, you can certainly ask. But I think this is one of those ones you want to hear from everybody. Mm-hmm. You will spend more time on this $15,000 than our $3 million after this.
Yeah.
But every city does that. Don't feel bad. It's the little things that matter.
Okay. No, if you have a question right now, but we will be discussing
I don't have
later.
A question on any particular request, but I have a bit of a discussion about requests in general, mm-hmm. whenever that would be appropriate.
Kitty, if you want to take this and resolve this now while they're here, because they want, just to get it done and we can move on. I mean, you're going to have to decide it tonight.
We're deciding tonight anyway, and those who want to stick around for it, this would be the time.
I just think that, and we discussed this a little bit after the meeting last night offline, but I believe there needs to be a level of funding that should require some sort of financial statements. And I don't know if that's 2,000 or 3,000. It certainly shouldn't be 1,000 or 1,500 or something. We don't want to get in the minutia crap. But at some point, we need to know the solvency of the corporation. We need to know how much money they are spending and what our piece of it is and that sort of thing. And I don't know if we need to discuss that, but a motion or something, and because it could affect, if we decided it's $2,000, it could affect getting some more information if we approve some of this stuff.
I agree. This comes up all the time. People, counselors, budget committee members, somebody just throws out the idea that, we should have this guideline. So why not establish that now?
I support that totally. Mm-hmm. That was a little bit of where I was going earlier with the idea that, we talked last night about the fact that an organization can have all this money and we don't know where that money's going. I mean, and then come for a request that we really don't know where that amount of money fits into the whole scheme. Mm-hmm. And I just think I think Bob has said it very well about what I think we need to do as in prudence and taking care of the public money. So I support that.
Mm-hmm. So I think what we should do is somebody throw out a figure, and it's going to be different. Somebody's going to want, you start with $500 and you need accounting. Somebody else is going to say 1,000. But we have to start somewhere. Let's start with 1,000.
Is there anything along this lines that other cities do?
I don't know that.
Do you remember what Redmond did?
Oh, matters. Right. No, I mean, I would imagine they do to some degree. I think that I understand what you're getting. Be careful with the number, obviously. You don't want it down too low. I think maybe you could do this and establish it for next year. Well, the other thing you could do is approve it and then realize that they'll have to bring it into me, because we have to approve the budget tonight. So then we're going to approve the numbers contingent on bringing those in. But maybe that's just kind of a dry run. And then next year we have an application process. Say if you request more than $2,000 or $2,500, you have an additional requirement. That type of thing.
Could we base it on the percentage of our what the city has to spend every year? If it's 10% or more,
I don't think I want a floating number that's confusing for people. Yeah, it's easier to just say.
Let's do a number. I'm getting it 1 year. I'm sorry.
Well, I think in addition to the number, I mean, the threshold for looking at these things, I think it's the whole process of the submission may need some tailoring to make it more consistent, because in some of these applications you get a fairly good description of what's intended, and in other applications we haven't. So I think it needs to be tied not only to a budget request and how that fits into the corporation's plans, but also some kind of narrative or justification for what they're requesting. How does this activity fit into their plans, and then also what fraction of their proposed budget does it correspond to? I mean, I have trouble, some of these I have trouble really fitting and justifying. The support numbers, it's a little clearer, but they've thought it through.
So you want a better comparison to, their financial health and their financial needs.
And he may not realize, he's got the one. We started this, which will help us this year. It's the first time we've used that. And some people do attach some justification and some accounting.
This is our new online form, so anyone that wants to make a request can go online and ask for the $100, and then it lets you can put unlimited stuff, type it in, but this is an example of what we get when you go online. We just went online today, so. It fills in your email and who you are, what you want, but also we can have the other form. So I think you're right, some additional.
Okay, so we need to pick a number to start with, 1,500, because I'm hearing 1,000, I'm hearing 2,500. Let's start with 1,500.
I think we should start with 1,500.
So does that cause anyone great pain in one direction or another?
I'd like to see it a little bit higher.
Oh,
you're going to get a lot of $1,500 requests.
But we only get, what would we have? We don't get that many. I'd rather either keep it at 1,000 or 1,500, because most of them are coming in at 1,500 or 2,000. The smaller ones won't make any difference. At 2,000, we may only have one or two.
I think another thing that might help us decide is to kind of have a rough idea of what type of accounting, what, you know, I don't think we need anything in any real depth, you know.
You know, some of these groups aren't going to have, depending on the group, kind of the level of that. That's why I think the number is a little bit higher than lower, probably. I mean, I think what my philosophy is we don't want to micromanage or get into these groups. And if they just came and said, you know, we're putting on an event and it's big and we need $2,500 to help support it. I mean, that's what it takes. It's a $50,000 day for the rodeo. And they need $2,500. Well, does $500 go to paint and $200 here? It's a $50,000 event. And you know, that's what it, and I think so.
Yeah.
I look more of a big picture. My threshold when I've been elected and things is, if it's a good event and it's bringing people, I support it. These boards exist, and you have to trust them. In other words, to a degree. So if you notice that, you know, the event's doing pretty well. So to me, that review that you want financial statements and things should be, hey, if you go above a certain number, then we want to know more. But his is $1,500. His is for a science and a rocket club. Well, he isn't going to have any financials.
Mm-hmm. We just got started. Yeah. I'm sitting here holding my breath.
but even if you were in year two, it's going to be, and so I think that's the only thing. You know, I know that, take the air show, which I'm treasurer of the air show in Matters, and our group just went, I didn't go, but I mean others did, and the city council gave them $4,000. They just make a presentation and say, you know, it's a $100,000 event. We need it to help support the air show. The county gave $4,000. And it's actually a line item in the city budget for $3,500 for the airport promotion. So they'll get $7,500 from the city of Matters out of transit room tax. They have bigger budgets. Yeah. But I mean, what I'm just saying is they don't ask them to show financials. I email them to them. They've never asked for a financial.
Yeah.
Redmond contributes a lot of money. I doubt that they're down asking for financials. So I think you want to be careful in that, but it's okay at a certain level.
Is there,
and in all of these cases, they're public documents. They're tax.
Well, not really.
990s are.
Well, I don't know about they did. These nonprofits, and also the tax returns, depending on the detail, goes in. You just don't make that assumption in all cases. I think you can require, and you can put, if requested, that's the other thing you can put in the applications. If upon request, you must furnish financial stations under $2,000 or under $2,500, but it's required at some number and up.
Okay.
If some number and below, if requested, then you get your comfort zone.
I think that's it. Yeah, because
and I'm
you don't
interested
know what
in
you're.
It sounds like it's for accountability.
Yes.
I mean, because to me, it's more interesting to find out what did you do with it or how did it work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'd be neat to hear back reports about, you know, oh, the Frontier Days went like this. Here's how many visitors we had here, you know, or here's what the Rocket Club did this year. So just some little presentations on something like that.
Sure.
You know, then you know, like, if they're coming back all the time but they can't tell you what they're doing, mm-hmm. then you might not want to do it. But
yeah. And I think that's a big part of it. If you know that you can get what you need, then the council has that comfort level that when somebody off the street asks them if they know how their money is being spent, they can say, well, yes, we do, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're going to have the financials, you, with those groups, you might allocate more time for the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the other thing. Because say if Ann has, if Ann gives you a financial statement and it shows $30,000 that the Frontier Days has in a bank account, some people will say, heavens, you don't need $2,500 from us. But the fact is, she could get rained out. If you're the rodeo, you could literally get rained out to where you think instead of taking in 20 grand, you take in nothing to speak of. And you still got to pay for the rodeo stock because you already bought it. And so having 20 or 30 grand in the bank is a good thing. If I need 10 grand to go over in 2 years to move to the new grounds, it's prudent. But if you just look at the financial and see 30 grand in a bank, I can guarantee there'll be some of you who will say, whoa, they don't need the money.
Yeah.
So I think we got to be very careful going into that.
Well, yeah, and when I think financials, I think about compensation as well as profit loss.
Who are you paying? That's all. Yeah. That's all fair game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about as much as how much they have in a bank. I mean, $30,000 in the bank today, when you have a July event that you spend $40,000 on every year.
Yeah. Kitty, and something that I can point out, like the STEM people came, and they actually had he showed us they had a line item, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and this is how much money we're going to do. I think that's, I just think that that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I agree with Rick. You know, I know about Frontier Days. I know that they have to build up a lot of money. And we do have bad years, or we did, you know. And we rolled through some times where we barely had the $7,000 to $10,000 the following year to crank up. And that kind of money is already spent.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know this whole thing. But still, I think somebody comes here and says, I'd like to have $2,500. And that's why I specifically asked the question about the canopy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid, I see that. So if they come with a list, we want $2,500, we're going to do this, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, and that's a good presentation, and I think that helps the council and the budget committee make a decision too, because you have this promise of where the money's going to go and you can see it.
Will the budget committee be getting together later?
Before next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This probably could be tabled.
What we could do is have a budget meeting in 6 months to just talk about systems and things we'd like to improve. That's away from the budget.
Yeah.
The problem here is it's too hard.
Yeah.
We could easily do that. We could have a night where we get together and it's just about you can't make the change tonight. Hard.
No.
I don't think any of our funding requests are high enough.
I agree.
To really meet that threshold where we go, can't do that. You know.
Could Kitty? Could I ask you to just ask for consensus on the amount, the level?
Where you're going with this, I guess, is that then city manager would look at the request and say, pending this sort of information coming through.
Because some of the groups could possibly, the bathroom
tonight
may never get built.
Yeah.
I mean, so we may authorize X to the bathroom, but we're not going to authorize it if there's no bathroom built.
Okay.
Because they have to raise 30 more grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm very comfortable with the idea that they contingent on them bringing back a slip that says we're going to do this with the money, and that's
okay.
That's satisfactory.
Starting at what level?
25.
I don't think we need a financial statement from anybody other than to tell us what they did with the money that we gave them. They tell us what they want it for, and then we okay it with the thought that they're going to bring us back something that tells us how they spent the money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why we need a financial statement, though, to see what's in their bank.
Yeah. Well, that's what we said we're going to maybe get together and talk about 6 months from now or so. So for tonight, what's the trigger number, the threshold?
I like what he said, 2,500.
I like 2,000, but I'm gay.
I like 2,000 too.
But okay, let's
2002. How about over 2000?
Over 2000.
What? Okay. 2000. Anything 2000 and under.
Yeah.
That's normally how
so
you do it.
2000 and under. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that.
2001 and above. With yeah.
Then we need more. Yeah.
But are we still going to get them to bring us something? Is this contingent upon them bringing us something? But this is what we're going to spend the money on?
I think so.
Yeah,
Tell me that's what you want.
I think that's fair.
You can make a motion. You can make a motion to if you want that, and then that'll just be, they know they're here. When they come in, I'll talk to Anna. I'll say, find the things that she wants. If you lower to $2,000, then she doesn't have to worry about it.
I'll make a motion that for a request, that they bring in some kind of document that explains what they're going to do the money for.
Request of $2,000, over $2,000.
Over $2,000.
I think we're in discussion here. Did you make a motion?
I made a motion.
It wasn't seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was kind of clarifying the motion.
Well, I really think that if we give money, and even if it's $500, and somebody says, or I'm going to use the Boy Scouts, come in for $500, they're going to tell us that they're building, they're going to use it for a flagpole or something else. But I think any request that comes to us should have some kind of description of how they're going to spend the money. The other piece about it is we would want to know more financials above, what we say, 2,500?
2,000. The only problem is it's subjective of what details are.
Wouldn't that be something we could hash out in a 6-month meeting from now? Clarify the systems.
Okay.
So the motion is basically we're going to hash this all out, but I'd just like to see some kind of description of how they're going to spend the money this time. Mm-hmm. And that's my motion.
Your motion is, okay, for everyone or for over 2,000?
For everyone.
Okay.
Well, no, most of it, everyone, as far as everyone, they've given you, they've stood here and told you what they're doing.
They've done that.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that I'm looking at the STEM people, and they brought it, and they broke down the $1,500.
Well, that was a budget. That's different.
I think it's necessary to move forward with the information we have now, make decisions tonight, and come back in several months and clarify this whole process.
Did you have a motion? If it doesn't, then it doesn't.
Was it ever seconded?
I haven't called for a second because I was looking for a clarification of the motion.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. Would you restate the motion?
For this time, we would have everybody bring us it would be contingent upon them bringing us back something that says the $2,500. We're going to spend this amount for this, and this amount for this, and this amount for this, and as just an itemization of what they're going to spend the money on. So it's a sort of a detail of what they're going to use the money for.
So like for the High Lakes Car Club, they would want to bring back something that says $1,000 for adding parking and $500 for flags.
But no, he said $2,500, they wouldn't need to bring
first
anything.
First you said
for everybody, and then you said for $2,500.
But he just said for everybody.
Would it be beyond item 6 in the current request?
Well, yeah, there is. I don't have one now. But the car club turned one in, and I think it has places there for them to describe a little bit of what they're needing the money for. And
it's right here.
Yeah. So we got part of it.
But basically, so far, what you just asked for, just what using the description of what they're doing with the money, basically everyone could just, I already have the documents to meet that requirement. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. Everyone has said what they're using the money for.
Okay.
So, but that, the discussion really was something beyond that for bigger donations. I don't know that we need a motion on the smaller. We already have, but it doesn't,
whatever you want to do, but we do need to move on because we've got to still approve the amount.
Is there a second?
Yes, I second it.
Okay, then I would rescind my motion if you rescind your second.
What? Okay, based on the way the discussion has gone, it doesn't sound to me like we have a workable motion here. I would ask for consensus to rescind the motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Go on forward.
Happy with that? Okay. There's been no motion. There is no motion.
Okay, so now we're back to, it's a good discussion, and you know, this is the first year we've had a forum. It's the first year we've ever had people come in. So we made our first step. In the past, they just came in one at a time, whenever. So this will be good moving forward, and we can have a discussion in a few months.
So from this point, we're talking about the individual requests that were made and how we would like to fund them.
Based upon what the city manager said about us not boxing ourselves in, mm-hmm. if we took and this would give us $2,000 to add to the other $1,500. And the difference between $13,500 that we've now been asked for, we've got $15,000, so that leaves us $1,500. If we took $2,000 off that, that would give us the $3,500. So if we gave Rodeo $2,500, the Ford Foundation $2,000, the STEM, since they're $1,500, I used $250 for them, and $500 for the $25 for LFDA and $250 for the car club, we would come up with $2,000. And that would give us $3,500 to get through the rest of the year.
What you're saying is you're trying to treat everyone equal and just take a certain percentage off.
Right, yes.
Rather than to pick and choose.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I took $500 off of each one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I took $500 off each one of them and I came up with
$500. If we took $500 off everything,
okay. Let's have one person at a time speaking, please. Bob?
The Oregon Fellowship is not part of this, is that correct?
No.
Okay. So there's seven of them.
Well, don't count the chambers. There are 50. You know, you worry about that. 52,000 to change.
I reduce all the requests by 500.
Reduce each one by 500?
That's what I came up with.
Okay.
Which comes out to 10,500.
You're still working, Tammy?
I'm still, mm-hmm.
Did you have a suggestion?
I didn't do them all equally. I just kind of looked at, you know, 1,500. I kind of kept those at that. So the STEM and the High Lakes Car Club at $1,500. The rodeo was $3,000, but I thought I saw they had they'd been given $1,000 in the past. It looks like recently
for this year.
Okay, and then they were going to three, so I split that difference and called it two. The Ford cohort, I just reduced it to $2,000. Frontier Days, I put the cost of the tent in there, the $15,000. High Lakes Car Club, left that, and then Dream to Skate, put to $2,000, and it's $10,500 as well.
Thank you.
I felt that the Ford Foundation and the skate park weren't the money they were giving, because the one's going to be helping the teens and the kids, and the bathroom is going to be a bonus for the entire community, even outside of La Pine, so I think we could maybe cut 500 and 500 on the rodeo and on the Frontier Days.
And only give them 1,000?
No, cut them to 2,000 and 2,500. And then on the car show and the STEM, drop it to drop 250 off each one of those. And it won't get us to the $3,500 mark that Ken was talking about, but I think that, and again, the bathrooms are contingent on the fact that they get built. So that $2,500 might be back to Kitty if it doesn't get built. And,
it could end up being next year in reality. You just never know about these projects.
But I think that the kids in the skate park, you know, I know the council is always talking about doing
one way to do this, because you may go in circles here when you got this long of a list. We start at one, and y'all decide, what do I want to give to the Ford Foundation? It's a bathroom in the park. How do you prioritize? What do you want? See where you come to an agreement. We can write it right there, and then work our way down, and then, because otherwise, I think, you know, when you got too many variables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say either do that, or take a straight percentage, the same percentage off of each one.
The easiest way would be take 500 off each one.
I would like to see us write it on the board and vote on each one of them.
Could we also, as we write them, what is in the proposed budget?
What?
Well, like when you put 52K.
Well, the chamber one is different. That's the separate. That's what we've been giving him kind of almost with a contract.
Okay, so we're going to
that one, the 52,000 yeah, bless you.
Okay, so we're going to keep that.
That's kind of a line.
That's fine.
Okay.
So it's these ones here.
And 1,000 of Frontier Days, we consider that as.
No, that was just a placeholder. Forget that number there. I just, the budget, what I've been told by council, they wanted those ones listed. I can't put a zero in, really. So it just, I put 1,000. So don't worry about that number. That's why we have 15 total. You want to spend 10-ish, you know, or you can spend the whole 15. That's the simple way to look at this.
So we have, what, six groups?
Yes. Yeah, so if you want, which, let's just start with four. How's that? You want to start with Ford Foundation?
Sure. I guess we're going to ask for you. We'll just you guys do your budget.
It's all right. Thank you.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, okay, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. What do you want to give the Ford Foundation? They've asked for $2,500 for a restroom in the park.
$2,000.
That sounds like the prevailing number. Does that cause anyone pain?
Everyone should comment.
We can
this
even.
This is why you're here.
You know, we
say
can.
It.
$2,000.
It's okay. You don't have to all agree either, don't you?
Yeah.
There are seven total requests.
Six.
Okay.
Four from tonight and two from last night.
The chamber's not in that.
Well, the it's not. Okay.
2-minute break. Okay, I'm sorry, Tammy. You said. Pardon?
We take a 2-minute break. She needs a break.
Oh, okay, sure. We can take a short break.
Okay, we're going to take a recess. Can we grab the tape, please?
Let's make it 5 minutes.
We got core. Yeah, we're